Four of AWA, mobile.
This is KX4 SDW performing radio check. Can I get a copy? Over.
Go ahead, radio check. KN4 VWA.
You're coming in a little bit weak. I'm not sure where this repeater is for me. I'm over in Liberty. This is KX4 SDW.
You're completely full, quiet, and clear over here. I'm in, I'm between Inman and Spartanburg.
I couldn't find this repeater in repeater book, so I don't know where it's at. And I'm hearing you, but you're coming in a little bit staticky. Over.
Go to the South Carolina repeater book, 2 meter, and just scroll down until you hit the 146.610, and that one is labeled Greenville Caesar's Head. It's the Caesar's Head repeater.
I copy you loud and clear now. I was on frequency 0.15, and then when you told me to switch over to 0.110, I did that. You're coming in loud and clear now.
Do it every time. Yep, your radio's clear, bud. It's clean.
Yeah, same here on your end. Can you tell me, though, why I can pick up a repeater or someone on other frequencies other than the exact frequency that it's on?
You got me there. Well, I wouldn't think that you've got split on that radio. You know, up or down 5, that's an HF thing. No, I sure don't.
Other repeaters use the same frequencies that are a little bit distanced from us, and at times you will, because of propagation and conditions, you will hear repeaters with the same call, same frequency that you'll pick up from longer, further away distances. Sometimes they'll hear you because of conditions and you won't hear them. That's why they use PL tones to try and avoid that, but there are some other repeaters with a 610, and they do occasionally kind of cross into this repeater. It just depends on conditions. ND7J.
At ND7J, this is KX4SDW. Yeah, I was on frequency 146.015, and then when he told me, I transferred over to 146.010, and I looked through repeater book like several times, and I couldn't find the frequency that I was on, that 015. And I was like, I couldn't figure it out. And so I just decided to call out on it and see if I could get a hold of anybody. Over.
Over at times, sometimes, you know, 146.609, 146.610, you know what I'm saying? But more than likely, you were probably hearing a repeater in the distance somewhere that you normally wouldn't hear because of propagation. I've talked to people on this repeater at times because conditions are great, from Charleston, South Carolina. So conditions have a lot to do with it, and you may be hearing other repeaters in the distant area. That's probably what you're hearing.
Well, I appreciate you explaining that to me. I'm a new ham, so I'm just learning this stuff. So, but anyway, I appreciate it. KX4SDW.
Yeah, and you know, there's probably some other explanations out there that other people may have for you, but that's probably one of them. Anyway, you guys have back at it. I think you were talking to Steve. ND7J, I'm listening here, doing some work.
Hey, Bob, I never did get that Tanzania guy.
Yeah, Namibia came on. Namibia came on a short time later and was very strong, and he was on for quite some time. I sent you a text, but maybe didn't get it.
Yeah, I stayed on there for a while until until this guy from Texas chimed in, and he was kind of overrunning to 14240, so I kind of backed out of that.
Yeah, he moved up to 14275, I think, a short time later. I'm not sure, but I think he moved up.
Well, I'm on my way to Lowe's right now to find some way to augment the heat in my shed. I couldn't stand it out there, but just for a little while. It's cold!
Kind of electric, or they make a nice little propane heater that just screws right onto the top of a 20-pound or whatever it is, barbecue size. Propane tank, it just screws right on there. You light it up, and I'll tell you what, they work great. We had one on the job site the other day that I have, and it was the cabin's about 400 square feet. It kept it toasty warm outside, or inside, rather.
Pretty good. This is primarily my wife's she shed, and I've got one corner over for my Radio Shack. And she says the exhaust off of those propane heaters and off of kerosene heaters gives her a headache. So I'm going to have to find something electric.
Yeah, well, also a vent-free Lowe's or Home Depot, one of them sells a vent-free freestanding propane little fireplace. You just buy it, set it on the floor, run you a gas line over to it, and turn it on. They run about $300, and they're vent-free. You don't smell nothing out of that.
Roger, roger. Well, we're going to go explore all the possibilities. Well, I'll get out of here and let you go. Thanks for that. Thanks for giving me the heads up on those guys today. Maybe next time I'll jump in there fast enough where I'll be able to jump on that guy.
Leave messages to those that I no one might be looking for something new. Anyway, I got to run. I'm cooking dinner. Have a good afternoon. ND7J, I'll be listening.
ND7J, KN4VWA, clear.
On 20, if you're interested, Steve.
The problem is I don't have 20 in my truck. And like I said, I'm on the road mobile, headed over to Lowe's to explore that heater option as we speak. Thanks for the heads up, guy.
And Delta 7 Japan. Sorry, wrong foot pedal. Wrong foot pedal. ND7J, I'll be listening. ND7J.
Hi, Bob. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you twice here lately. We just got in the truck. Brr.
Actually, we got three quarters of an inch of snow, and it's just about, well, down to maybe a quarter inch now, but it's already melting.
Some here just almost covered the grass, and it's gone. There's just traces of it laying around now. But it's been about 34 degrees all day, and that's too cold. We're just running over to Ingles to get another coffee cake. I didn't like that one she made, but the strawberry chiffon pie, now that was a 10.
Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. I got to run into the kitchen real quick. I got pork chops sprouting. Be right back.
This is Gerald T.R.
What about that strawberry thing, Tom? Don't worry about them pork chops. KN4VWA.
Oh, I just had a hot beef sandwich, Steve, so I'm full as a tick on a big steer, and we just wanted to get out for a little bit, so I'm trying to get out here on 101, and haven't done nothing all day, and that's about the size of it, Steve.
Where did you get a good hot roast beef sandwich?
Bernice's Deli.
Uh-huh. Boy, I tell you what, you better be thankful for that. You might just starve to death without it.
We had rump roast and noodles and corn on the cob and that the other day, and this was just leftovers. I had a big salad earlier and half of a Michelob Light beer, which is an extreme rarity for me.
No intoxicated.
Any more than that, I probably wouldn't be, Steve. I am a teetotaler, and but once in a while, I like the taste of a beer with some. Well, we had cheese and crackers and deer sausage and celery, stuffed celery and pickles and a few other things first, and then had a salad. And then a couple hours later, we had a hot beef sandwich and an ear of corn.
Listen to me. Now, my sweetie and I are probably going to try to stop in a Fuddruckers or something of that nature on our way home. I'm over here just about to walk into Lowe's to try to find a heating solution for my wife's she shed.
There's a great deal of options there, Steve, but just make sure you have the receptacles. I would prefer them wired with number 12, and I'd prefer it to be what they call a spec-grade receptacle if I was going to plug in a space heater to it, if you're going with electrical.
Oh, yep. All right, well, good enough. We'll talk to you later, Tom. It's KN4VWA, walking in low 73s, bud. Clear.
Okay, you be sure to look at that amp draw because there's more things burned down every winter because of space heaters than anything I can think of. 73 Steve, KM4VWA, and 0TR.